From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Carl Smith.
You are the one, you're the one in my heart, you're my darling, my life's greatest dream. You are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you, and I always will. Now, I've had some sweethearts, and dear, so have you. We've both done some things that we shouldn't do. We've tasted life, both the bitter and the sweet. It helped us to know love when we chanced to meet. You are the one, you're the one in my heart, you're my darling, my life's greatest thrill. You are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you, and I always will. Heart, you're my darling, my life's greatest thrill. You are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you, and I always will. We paid for the future with tears from the past. It helped us to know when we found love at last. I didn't know what joy was till I'd been blue. I didn't know what love was till I met you. You are the one, you're the one in my heart, you're my darling, my life's greatest thrill. You are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you, and I always will.
Thank you a whole lot to all my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, tell the folks who's dropping in tonight for an Opry visit.
Carl, there's Rod Brassfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Grandpa Jones, Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
And I invited a fellow over who seems to be the hottest new name in the field of country music. And tonight, he becomes a permanent member of the Grand Ole Opry, Johnny Cash.
All righty.
Johnny will be out here in a little bit to sing for you, but we've got some foolishness to take care of first. You know exactly what I mean when you see this fella coming out here. I'm talking about the Hornwall hotshot himself. Rod
Brassfield! Hi, Rod. Come on, boy. It's good to see you back home again.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Hey, Rod, I hear you used to be a great football player.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was quite an athlete, Carl. It's hot tonight, ain't it?
Yes, it's hot tonight.
I don't care what anybody says, brother. It's hot tonight.
Was you really a great football player?
Yeah, I was. I was a great football player.
Is there a... Where did you make your greatest pass?
Where did I make my greatest pass?
Yeah.
On the back porch right over here in East Nashville.
Oh,
right. You don't look so good tonight. You know what? Making them pictures makes you look sort of like you're sort of tired, puny, wore out or something.
Well, I'll tell you, Rod, I was up all last night with neuralgia.
Up all night with neuralgia?
Yeah, I sure was.
Hey, Carl, has she got a sister?
I ain't doing nothing tonight. I didn't understand. I don't care.
Rod, to tell you the truth, I'm having an awful lot of trouble with my wife.
Well, put her there and be a member of the club, Shorty.
What's the matter, Carl? She don't love me like she used to.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, boy.
No, she don't. She's got to where she won't hardly kiss me about one time a week.
How's that?
She won't kiss me but once a week.
Just kisses you once a week.
Yeah.
Carl, old buddy, don't feel bad. I know two other guys that she's cut off completely.
I'd hate to be as dumb as you are. That's
dumb?
Look,
buddy, don't tell me I'm dumb. Let me tell you something about that kissing business. You ought to pull your window shades down at night before you retire.
Why, Rod?
Well, I passed your house last night, and I looked through the window, and there you was, just a kissing new wife, or just kissing up and so down. I see you through them vanishing blinds.
Hey, Rod, the joke's on you. I wasn't home last night.
You what? You what?
What are you laughing at?
Huh?
What are you laughing at?
I just think about what you just said to me about me being so dumb. Hey, Pa.
Yeah?
Carlos, do you like to hunt and fish and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, I love to
hunt. Oh, you ought to have been with me yesterday.
Is that
I got me a new 410 and I went rabbit hunting.
Uh-huh.
And I shot an old jackrabbit. I was right near as big as Dale Potter. And that little old 410 just tore his new ground up. I'm telling you, brother. When I hit that jackrabbit, I shot...
Now, wait a minute, Rod.
I shot that rabbit.
You mean you shot a hare?
I didn't do it. I shot a rabbit.
You shot a hare. Hare means rabbit and rabbit means hare.
It do. Well, I swear, you learn something new every day, don't you? Well, anyhow, I'll see you, Carl.
Where are you going, Rod?
I'm going down to Ira John's barbershop and get my rabbit trimmed.
You know, Carl, the Opry and Prince Albert have a lot in common.
That's right, Grant. They're both big favorites when it comes to pleasing people.
Fact is, Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Pipe smokers like its natural tobacco taste. They know that PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be, and that the rich, natural flavor of this choice tobacco is held and heightened by PA's own special process. So it's easy to see why Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Being crimp cut, PA packs neat and firm in your pipe, smokes smooth and long-burning. It's tops for cool, comfortable smoking enjoyment.
So all you pipe and Makin's men, enjoy the wonderful pleasure of natural tobacco taste. Get yourselves a handy tin of mild, tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco and see why it's called the National Joy Smoke.
Well, sir, here's the fellow who's been burning up the country music field. He records for Sun Records. Every time he cuts a new record, it goes galloping along the popularity polls. Let's have a great big grand old Opry welcome for Johnny Cash. Johnny, we're glad to have you as a permanent member of our grand old Opry.
Thank you, Carl. It's certainly a pleasure to be here.
Say, what have you been cooking up since I saw you last?
Well, we've been out making a lot of personal appearances, Carl, seeing a lot of the wonderful folks, and we've made a few new records for them we certainly hope they'll like.
Well, how about doing one of your new songs for us, would you?
Thank you, Carl. Thank you very much. We'd like to do one that's on one side of our next to last Sun record called Folsom Prison Blues. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep them moving, and that's what tortures me. Well, if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Johnny, Mighty cash and mighty fine, Johnny. Well, sir, sounds to me like there's a good old hoedown going on. That means it's time for some old-fashioned Grand Ole Opry square dance. Just for a moment or so, right about now, we'd like to pause long enough to sing a sacred song. We picked out one that we hope that you like. It's called My Dream of the Old Rugged Cross. I dreamed I stood at the portal of heaven one day, and oh, I wanted so to enter in, but my head bowed in shame when they called my name, for there was my life of sin. And I could see the cruel nails in the hands of my Lord as he died for a world that was lost. And I woke and I cried, have mercy, I pray. I dreamed of the old rugged cross. Thank you, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Carl, do you believe you can't judge a book by its cover?
Sure, Grant. Just like you can't tell how mild and tasty Prince Albert smokes or how easy it rolls until you've actually enjoyed a making cigarette made with PA.
That's right. And did you know that every day PA is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco? Macon's men like the way the natural tobacco flavor is held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process.
And they like PA being crimp cut, easy to roll and easy and neat and not blow around or dribble out to ends.
So, fellas, roll your next Macon cigarette with Prince Albert in an OCB paper and enjoy that wonderful natural tobacco taste.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The Bruce Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, sir, it's high time everybody gathered around the old-fashioned piano for some real country music plunkum, all served up by Miss Del Wood. Del. Well, sir, I'm sure about the rest of you, but I'm sure about me, too. I'm about to enjoy myself 100% because here comes our gal Saturday, the gossip of Gonderswitch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Be here, but y'all have to forgive me if I'm a little excited tonight. I'll tell you, that Johnny Cash, woo, he's the handsomest boy. I wish I was about 20 years and 40 pounds lighter, younger. Well, so though, I tell you, we've been having a photographing feller come through Gonderswitch this past week, and he comes through there right regular and takes pictures of folks there at Gonderswitch. And that photographing feller is the shyest feller I ever seen, all time covering his head up with a black cloth. And I said something to him about it yesterday. I said, "You sure are timid and scared covering yourself up with that black cloth." He said, "Well, I'd make a better picture of you if I put it over your head." But he made a picture of me, and I told him, I said, "Now, that last picture you made of me wasn't any good. It made me look like a monkey." He said, "Well, I'm sorry, lady. I had to preserve the likeness." I said, "But that picture don't even do me justice." He said, "You don't need justice. You need mercy." Boy, but I... truer words was never spoke through falser teeth. But you know what? I brung my brother in here to town with me today, and I declare every time I take that boy with me, something awful will happen to him. I brung him up here, and we was up here staying in this hotel up here in town, and that boy, that brother of mine, is leaning out the window, and he fell clean out the window. Three stories down, clean to the sidewalk. You know, that boy could have got bad hurt, you know, if he hadn't fell on his head. And there's a whole big crowd gathered around there, and the police fella come pushing his way through, and he says to brother, he said, "Boy, what's going on here?" Brother says, "I don't know. I just got here myself." Oh, man. Well, so though, brother ain't been feeling real well lately anyway. He's kind of low. He come home the other day and he said he proposed to his girl and she turned him down. She said, I said, "Why, brother, I wouldn't get upset over your girl turning you down. Lots of times when a girl says no, she means yes." He said, "Yeah, but what does she mean when she says fooey?" Bye now, see you next.
Well, we always have a real good time at talking to Minnie Pearl. And how'd you folks like to enjoy another song by Johnny Cash, huh? Johnny, what do you got for our second song tonight, huh?
Carl, we'd like to do one. It's on one side of our latest Sun release. That we'd like to thank all the wonderful folks to been so good about it. Good to us about for making it one of the country's top sellers. It's called I Walk the Line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself all alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Ballad that we'd like to do for you folks now. It's our newest ballad we have recorded. We hope that you enjoy it. It's called Doorsteps to Heaven. I met her, we fell in love, then we parted. The same old story that a million tongues can tell. Cause she turned out to be jealous hearted, and life for me and her became a living hell. Oh Lord, I'm standing at the doorsteps to heaven. Oh, she's asking me to try it once again. One step would take me in the arms of my sweet angel, but the door of jealousy let me in. Thank you. yes, I tried. Lord knows I tried to make her happy. But the eyes of jealous love are always blind. And I knew if I hung around much longer, that one or both of us was sure lose our mind. Oh, yes, I'm standing at the doorsteps to heaven, 'cause she's asking me to try it once again. One step would pay me in the arms of my sweet angel, but the door of jealousy let me. We'd like to thank all you folks for dropping in to visit with us tonight. We sure want you to be on hand next week, same time and place. We'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. That time, Farron Young will be up in the driver's seat. He's bringing along the Davis sisters. Till then, this is Carl Smith saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
It's here. It's all new. It's the wonderfully different all-new Cavalier cigarette with a new blend. It's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
That's right. That's the special wonderful fact you'll notice when you light up a new Cavalier. It tastes just great. It's a really great smoke.
You win plenty with Cavalier's new blend. Plenty of naturally rich taste. Lots of fine, fresh flavor that draws so easy through the extra cooling length of top crop tobaccos.
Yes, the flavor's all there. Lots of rich, smooth, natural tasting flavor. You enjoy fine taste, puff after puff, and smoke after smoke.
Today's the day to discover the fresh, wonderful taste experience of all new Cavaliers. You'll find them in a brand new pack, too. A bright, bold, smartly designed pack in red, white, and gold.
When the new Cavalier. The king size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
This is WSM, Nashville.